Flying is such a hassle these days. Think of those passengers on JetBlue who said they were held hostage on a plane that sat on a runway in New York for hours last week because of the bad weather. Well, it's that kind of thing that leads to talk of a national passenger's bill of rights.
I talked earlier with Joe Dion. He's a pilot for a major airline. He doesn't want to identify that airline because these are his personal views, not the airline's. He produces a podcast called Fly With Me, an inside look at the airline life. And Joe Dion is a little skeptical about the passenger's bill of rights.
I mean, it's a nice thing. It's a little bit of a Band-Aid because it does nothing to really guarantee that it never happens again. It makes the traveling public feel a lot better, and it gives them some reprieve after the fact. But the most important thing, of course, is for the company to do something behind the scenes to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, what happens in the cockpit when this occurs? What are the pilots doing to try to get the airplane to the gate?
Well, it's interesting. I'm sure the pilots are just as frustrated as everybody that's sitting in the back. You can imagine, once you've pushed back from the gate and you've taxied out onto the taxiway, you join a line of other airplanes who have done essentially the same thing. Already the mistake has been made, right? I mean, everybody shouldn't have pushed. So that's where I say that the problem needs to be solved at the system level, where somebody has decided how many airplanes should actually have landed in New York in the first place. And you can't just turn around. You can't make a U-turn like you would, say, on a street. You've actually probably shut down both engines and are running an auxiliary power unit to maintain power on the aircraft.
Well, so the problem lies in it looks like, a variety of places. For one, it seems like there's just too much air traffic to allow for a little wiggle room when there's a problem.
That's exactly right. Most airlines are aggressive with their schedules. They schedule flights in and out of their major hubs based on good weather. And so when bad weather hits, they need to manage that flow before it gets to the hub. What some airlines will do is they'll begin diverting traffic even before it gets, say, to New York in this case, when they see a storm coming and they think that it might impact operations.
A lot has been made of the fact that JetBlue is a relatively new and low-cost carrier, didn't have the infrastructure available to it to help it out in this emergency storm on Valentine's Day. But could this happen to the other big carriers, let's say a United or a Delta?
Those things have happened. Well, first of all, I should probably announce my bias here. I work for a legacy carrier, and it's easy for us to say it wouldn't happen to us. You know, they're going to go to school on this and possibly learn from it, so it may not happen like this again. But it was worse, I think, than what has happened to the majors recently.
Joe Dion, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you, Madeline.
Joe Dion is a commercial pilot, and he also has a podcast called Fly With Me, an inside look at the airline life.